Good morning, everybody. This is Kevin Cahill from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County, and I join you this morning as I do every Sunday morning from the beautiful studios of 89.7 FM WTBR Pittsfield Community Radio and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. St. Patrick's Day is coming, and I am appropriately dizzy with seating arrangements and reservations and flowers and all the kinds of things that we do for our event. But in spite of all that, I think we planned a great show for you today. We're going to be hearing from Sybil Fitzcarraldo from The Frames, Edgiel Mead, one of my favorite singers in Ireland, Ronan McVitie, and the very best of Thin Lizzy. So we're going to start off this morning's show with Sybil and The Wind That Shakes the Barley.
The wind that shakes. take the barley. it happen. Don't ask no question why. Keep on with the force. Don't stop. Don't stop till you get enough. Keep on.
Angel Mead there from her album Blue Fantasia. I like the way she sings. And not just the sound of her voice, although that is included, but she pronounces her words very precisely, which is not something you find in a lot of singers. And I appreciate that about her. Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, as I said, from the Blue Fantasia album. And before that, you heard from The Frames, very popular Irish group from back in the day, from their album Fitzcarraldo, and the song was Evergreen. And we started off with a real classic from a new classic singer, I'd like to think, Sybil, with her version of The Wind That Shakes the Barley. And I hope you saw the movie of the same name, which came out, I think, about 2 years ago. The Irish Club's St. Patrick's Day party will take place at the Elks Lodge on Union Street in Pittsfield on Saturday, March 15th. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. There'll be a corned beef and cabbage buffet. And I am told there'll be ham included in that for the people who don't like corned beef. The Breffni School of Irish Dance will be performing. Melissa Britton will be our entertainment for the night. And Mary Britton, her aunt, will be playing the bagpipes. How exciting is that? And most importantly, we'll be honoring as the Irish Berkshire County Irish American of the Year, Mr. Kevin Sherman, who I'm sure most of you, if not all of you, are familiar with. So if you're interested in getting tickets, I'm pretty much almost very close to selling out. So I'd encourage you to call at 413-770-7512. That's Kevin Cahill at 413-770-7512 for the St. Patrick's Day celebration at the Elks Lodge on March 15th, honoring Kevin Sherman. And now we're going to hear from Brona McVitie.
At the foot of Nurry Mountain, clear water does flow. There lives a wee lassie far whiter than snow. She's slender in the waist for all young men to see. On a summer's morning, as I walked along, down by yon green valley, I heard a fine song. It was a fair damsel, and her voice rang so clear. I then drew an ear to a sheet that was green, where the leaves grew about her, she scarce could be seen. It was a thank you.
Smile upon your face.
night sky on the window, your heart calling out to me. Come running home again, Katie. Come running home again. Cross my heart and hope to die. Shall I cause another tear from your eye? The mirror that won't talk, and your nightgown question mark on this heart of mine sends an elder back to look. Come running home again, Katie. Come running home again. Cross my heart and hope to die. Shall I cause another tear from your eye, Katie? The genius of a druid, when the sunlight floods the tomb, and I'm never going back there, and I couldn't anyway, 'cause though I made the great escape, I never got away. Come running home again, Katie. Come running.
That was Mary Black with the song Katie from her 25th anniversary album, which is a two CD set. And before that, we heard a well-known popular song from Thin Lizzy from their Best Of album. Jailbreak made all the charts on both sides of the Atlantic. And before that, we started off the set with Brona McVitie, a folk singer from Northern Ireland, with Newry Mountain. The name of the album, We Are the Wildlife. Her career has really taken off. She's a very, very talented person, writes much of her own music, and what she doesn't write, she produces and edits very well. So I really like her, and I hope we hear from her again. I think there's supposed to be another album out in the next few months, actually, now that I think of it. But in the meantime,
we're going to be hearing from Christy Moore.
Sunday morning, you've a page to fill. You gather grist to grind your mill. You seek a pot to dip your quill, and then sacrifice all candor. Your pointed beaks as sharp as knives, tearing strips off people's lives, and buzzing round like blue bottle flies. Yezzer skull crows, yezzer skull crows, yezzer muck birds, yezzer dirt birds, yezzer skull crows. Attracted by and the lower stars, you lurk around expensive bars, seeking rumors and swapping jars with other gossip mongers. Sunday morning, hear the sound. Yeah.
That's from a new CD that I have. I think I played something from it last week as well. Patrick Ball on the Celtic Harp. That's the name of the album. With two tunes, Susie McGuire and Bridget Geary. Lots of instrumentals in the set. Ned of the Hill was played for you by Cherish the Ladies from their New Day Dawning album. And before that, we heard a rather dark tune, I would think, from Christy Moore, Where I Come From, with his song, if that's what you call it, Scalcrows. I'll have to look that up. Today in Irish history, let's see. U2 has made their television debut on this day in March 1978. On March 2nd, 1978, a band from Dublin called The Hype made their first ever television appearance performing the song, quote, Street Mission, unquote, on the RTE show Young Line. A couple of weeks later, The Hype changed their name to U2. And within a decade, they were one of the most successful bands on the planet. Their fifth album, The Joshua Tree, became the fastest-selling record in UK history. At the time of their TV debut, the members were still in their teens. Lead singer Bono was 17, as was the guitarist The Edge, David Evans. Bassist Adam Clayton was the oldest member of the group at 18, and the drummer Larry Mullen was a mere 16 years of age. Mullen had started the group after posting a sign on a notice board in the Mount Temple Comprehensive School in Dublin 2 years earlier, looking for fellow musicians. The spot on Young Line was secured through slightly deceptive means. Having heard that an RTE producer was visiting Mount Temple, Bono asked music teacher Albert Bradshaw if the band could audition for him. Bradshaw obliged and brought the producer along. The Hype performed two songs, both covers of the Ramones, which the producer told were original. Impressed, he invited them on the show. As RTE was the state broadcaster and many viewers were not old enough to see The Hype live, appearing on television opened them up to a much wider audience. Shortly afterwards, U2 won the top prize at the Limerick Civic Week Pop 78 contest, receiving £500 and a demo session with CBS Ireland. Accepting the award, Bono told reporters, quote, "This means we can solve our money problems in a big way, particularly with regard to equipment. Now we hope to be able to buy a van." Such were the state of U2 back in 1978. Things have changed. Here's Paul Brady.
Yourself to be. child. When you hear your name, don't feel out of place. No, no. When you look in the mirror, put a smile on your face. And don't start knocking when it's you, you see. 'Cause you become what you imagine yourself to be. Yeah, you become what you imagine yourself to be. Oh, 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 oh. Well, don't start knocking. Keep the world from rocking. But don't start knocking.
Years when the measles broke out and the ship lost its way in the flood. And a whale of a crew was reduced down to two, just myself and the captain's old dog. And the ship struck a rock, oh Lord, what a ship. The boat, it was turned right over. Turned nine times around, and the poor old dog was drowned. And the last of the Irish Rover.
So this is Kevin Cahill saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at Pittsfield Community Radio, WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial, and at WSBR in Lee 88.1. We're at Mugget, Uxtehe, Shehugan. But on that set, you heard 20 Barn Dances from David Munnelly. You heard the Irish Rover from the Pogues, who were playing with the Dubliners, and Don't Start Knockin' by Paul Brady.